The Minneapolis agents thought they were sitting on something big when they took custody of Zachariah Moussaoui, so they put together a request for a secret search warrant and sent it to FBI headquarters. That's where things got tricky. To get one of those secret search warrants, called FISAs, the FBI had to prove to a judge that Moussaoui was an agent of a foreign power or a terrorist organization. Agent Rowley claims in her letter that they could have gotten the warrant, but FBI headquarters, quote, substantively changed the request for the warrant. Others aren't so sure it would have mattered.
It's easy to say today, looking backwards, that Moussaoui was obviously an agent of a foreign power. But at the time, that wouldn't have been obvious.
Robert Litt is a former prosecutor and deputy attorney general. He says all that the Minneapolis agents appeared to have at the time were suspicions about Moussaoui's behavior. But, Litt says, you need more than that to tap a phone or search someone's property, even if that person is an illegal immigrant, as Moussaoui was. And FBI officials say lowering the evidentiary standards just because Moussaoui is a Muslim smacks of racial profiling. But Chris Kolesnik, a former investigator for a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee, believes the FBI could have had plenty of evidence to get a search warrant if it did a little looking. First, there was a field agent in Phoenix who wrote his now-famous memo, saying he was worried that Middle Eastern terrorists were enrolling in aviation schools. Then comes the Moussaoui case. FBI Director Mueller told Congress earlier this month that an agent who interviewed Moussaoui before September 11th believed Moussaoui was, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Chris Kolesnik notes that those two warnings landed in the same place at FBI headquarters.
The Radical Fundamentalist Unit had information both from the Phoenix office and from the Minneapolis office. Therefore, they, at a minimum, should have and were obliged to put those two together. When everyone talks about how the dots were not connected, that was the one office that had the ability to put two and two together and make four, but they didn't do it.
In addition, FBI headquarters is supposed to bolster a field office request if the request is lacking, says Skip Brandon, a former deputy assistant director in charge of national security at the FBI. He says the Bureau is supposed to gather evidence not only from other FBI field offices, but other domestic and foreign agencies.
If they did everything and they still didn't have enough to reasonably take this to court, okay. The question is, did they do everything, or was it just taken as presented and they said it's not enough?
He doesn't know what the FBI did, and an FBI spokesman could not be reached. But critics say it's now clear there was a lot of intriguing information. First, there was the CIA briefing to the president with intelligence that Osama bin Laden might want to hijack planes. The FBI didn't factor that in, if it was even told about it. In fact, Minneapolis agent Rowley alleges when field agents contacted the CIA directly, trying to get information about Moussaoui, they were rebuked by the FBI for breaking protocol. Then there was French intelligence. FBI headquarters knew that the French had Moussaoui on a terrorist watch list since 1999, but didn't consider the evidence good enough and deleted it from the search warrant request. And then there was the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA had conducted an investigation in January of 2001 of Middle Eastern men enrolled in aviation schools, men who could barely speak English. One of those students was Hani Hanjour, who was on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. It appears the FBI never received or asked for that information from the FAA. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.